Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Long, L-O-N-G. Today's 3/27/716/75. Our patient is a 47-year-old woman who comes in today with cough, congestion, sore throat. When I asked her for the first time how she's doing, she said, oh, I have too many problems to list, but she's also concerned about leg swelling, dizziness from time to time, history of GERD, possible gallstones, also concerned about strong family history of stroke in her family, and swelling in her neck, which has been present before this current cold started, period. New paragraph, patient 47 years old. She works for a tire company, A-T-I-R-E company. She's married, and she has three children. She smokes. She doesn't smoke, but she drinks occasionally. Her last period was 3 years ago. Family history, stroke in grandparents, medical problems, non-surgical problem, non-medications, non-COVID immunization, up-to-date times three, mammogram up-to-date. She sees a OB-GYN / primary care doctor for her primary care needs, i.e. mammogram, and then colonoscopy at age 50, of course. She weighs 150 pounds. She says that hasn't changed much, except it goes up a few pounds when her swelling gets worse in the lower extremity. 100% oxygen, 98, temp 16, 72, 141 over 80. Heart pulses, swim pulses to lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red, inflamed. Logical non-focal, lower extremity shows trace edema. Neck also shows both lymphadenopathy and pyrite, possible thyroid nodule. Period. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, mild bronchitis. Number three, Decadron 8 milligram now. Next time is Rosefenagram now. Next time is Z-Pack. Next time is Medrol dose pack. Next time is we looked at her thyroid because the swelling concern in her neck. She does have what looks like multinodular goiter. She had had a TSH done a year ago. She's scheduled for another TSH. I recommend a thyroglobulin evaluation by endocrinologist, but she wants to hold off and talk to her PCP / OB-GYN first. Next number, I wrote the name of the test that needs to be done and possible and follow up with the endocrinologist, but she wants to consider that again after she sees her primary care physician. She also knows that these, even though it's consistent with a multinodular goiter, can be cancerous, and a biopsy is the only thing that would prove whether or not it has any malignant cells. Next number, because of her vertigo history of and the fact that she has family history stroke, we looked at her carotid, which it was totally negative. Next number, because of the leg swelling, we looked at her legs, and there was no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, we looked at her arm because of pain. There was no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number, we looked at her abdomen with possible GERD symptoms. Everything looked good. The liver looked good. The kidney, spleen looked normal. She also had a small fibroids within the uterus. The patient has had no uterine bleeding or pain or swelling or any other issues. Next number, looked at a renal Doppler study because of the fact that her blood pressure was slightly elevated, never had high blood pressure before, and that was within normal limits. She will check that again at home and with her PCP. Next number, soft tissue and thyroid of the neck, of course, both lymphadenopathy and thyroid abnormality that I discussed, number one. Next number, follow-up in 3 months, either with us or PCP. Next number is mammogram with PCP in 3 months. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office and given her ample time to ask questions. Thank you. She also called her husband and consulted him regarding these findings before leaving the office. Thank you.